I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Millions of river herring used to return to New England's fresh waterways to spawn, but at some collection spots today, populations have dropped into the dozens. Because of that, Connecticut has just reinstated its ban on the taking of alewives and blueback herring from inland marine waters, a ban that's been in place since 2002. Blueback herring and alewife are the two species commonly called river herring. Steve Gephardt, a fisheries biologist with the Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, says,
I often characterize them as the field mice of the ocean. Everything eats them. The ospreys, the eagles, the striped bass, the river otter.
River herring live in the ocean but return to fresh water to spawn. Populations spiked in the 1980s thanks to regional river restoration projects but have plummeted since then. At one collection spot in Massachusetts, numbers peaked at 630,000 fish in 1985, but for each of the past 15 years, that number hasn't exceeded 2,000.
Even though that habitat was still available, even though there were more fish passage projects initiated, and so that tells us that whatever's driving this population down is not due to the conditions in the river, it's something else.
Problem is, oceans are complex. There's probably no single smoking gun, but there are plenty of theories. One says river herring hang out with Atlantic herring and are a frequent bycatch of offshore fisheries. Another says food chains in the ocean have shifted, and there's the fact that river herring just move around a lot, migrating thousands of miles across fresh and salt water. While the science continues, conservation efforts stay in place.
If we let these forage species crash and go down to insignificant numbers, then all of the other species, whether they be fish or birds or wildlife, those species will also suffer.
Still, Gephardt says there are signs of hope. River herring are doing a lot better in the Gulf of Maine. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.